Pull over, lean in. It's time for the Soft Shoulder Podcast. I am your host, Danette Relic of Radical Creative Sanctuary, inviting spaciousness for your mind and your heart. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. The Soft Shoulder is your time. Your time to slow down and fuel up on self-love support, so you can make the most of your gorgeous life. Join me here. Everyone needs a soft shoulder. Hello, sweet listener. Today I'm going to talk about those times where, you know, someone says, "How you doing?" And the answer feels kind of epic, where basically you're just lying to everyone, unless it's your therapist or a trusted friend. So someone asks you, "Have you been? What life is like? What's going on? I heard there's stuff going on." This is not just someone, not a stranger at a bus shelter or someone in line at the grocery store. This is someone you can trust, who wants to and deserves to hear your story, like I said, a coach, a family member, a therapist, and you find yourself answering, "Well, honestly, you know, I've been going through a hard time. Let's say I found out my partner was cheating on me, but, oh, well, before that, I lost my job. But actually, while all that was happening, my stepdad reached out after, like, 6 years, and there was this whole thing that unearthed all these family challenges. But also, like, I was in this car accident, so I was still in physio from, like, with limited mobility for, like, a couple years before that. And come to think of it, even before all this stuff started, I was pretty depressed and unsure about my life. And that might have been the hardest part, even before all these things started." Have you ever been going through something where, when someone asks you how long it's been going on, you just keep going back and back and back, and then it's easier just to simply say, "It's been a long time." When we have times in our lives like these, we're breaking old patterns, we're being challenged, being asked to rise, to heal, and we're confused, it's not clear yet. It takes a lot of energy to have these experiences. It asks a lot of us. Grief asks a lot of us. Loss and change, they ask a lot of us. Facing challenges in relationships, even before things have really surfaced, when you're just not sure, when you're questioning, you're doubting, you're not feeling right, this asks a lot of us. Illness, physical pain, they ask a lot of us. Sometimes life asks a lot of us all at once. There's a strange blessing to this in a way. Even the things that we might call positive changes, they ask a lot of us too. And I think that that's important to note because, you know, it's really easy to be like, "Oh, I should be happy about this. You know, I don't want to complain about planning my wedding or something that's this wonderful thing." But like renovating your home or moving in with someone that you love or having children, like these are huge changes that disrupt the way your life had been until that point. And you know you're supposed to be grateful for the opportunity to have a home to renovate, to have the budget for dreamy additions in your life, to have met someone that you actually want to cohabitate with, to have the children that you dreamed of having when you knew there was not a guarantee. You can be filled with gratitude, and these changes are disruptive. They ask a lot of us too. You know, there's a portion of our life that we say goodbye to. It's a real before and after. It's a real change, and that it asks a lot of us. So when our resources are limited, when our energy is being called to give a little more to healing, to give a little more to resilience, give a little more to courage, give a little more to endure the stress of looking for work or seeing lawyers or packing our life into boxes, It can feel like a losing game. We have less exactly at the time when we need more. I was given this example when I first began reading about post-concussion syndrome early in my injury. And I really like this metaphor. So most people are operating with about, people without a brain injury are operating in general. They're waking up each day with like a full cup of energy to start the day. You get a cup and it's full. And it's plenty for a human to get through the day. It's got what you need for a slow day, for a busy day. It's mostly going to cover you here. And, you know, you might be on rare occasions, you might exhaust your cup early in the day. And then, you know, you'll be tired. But then when you wake up, you're given a full cup again. So yay, great system, right? It's like sometimes you exhaust it, you're okay. The recovery time is fine. You're good. But when you are healing from post-concussion syndrome, you have a lot of work to do healing your brain. You actually need more than your usual cup to be able to do this on top of functioning. You need a cup just to focus on the brain healing part. And all the regular day-to-day tasks, they require more from the cup than it does for others. Like it might take you half a cup to do something that it used to only require a quarter of a cup. And get this, you don't even get a full cup to start with when you're having, when you're going through post-concussion syndrome. So you need more than the one cup, but you're actually just given a third. You wake up and you're like, what the heck? I've only got a third. I needed extra. Well, good luck with that. That's sort of what humor helps me, you guys. You know, and side note, it's a great metaphor. It's a great metaphor for just looking at like quantifying the energy. Obviously, it's just a simple tool to look at it, but it's like, oh, what it really helped me with was just feeling some compassion, because of course I was full of, information around all this stuff is slim. It's getting better all the time, but I didn't know this. And so this was helpful for me to be like, oh, that's why I'm exhausted after, you know, doing part of a load of laundry and other people can seem to do it just fine. There is hope from fully healing from post-concussion syndrome. So even though that sounds like a losing game, I encourage you to look up Molly Parker, PT. She has been my number one resource of post-concussion healing. And she's incredibly inspirational and smart and wonderful. So that's great. And but yeah, I share this example because I want those of you who share my experience to feel less alone and have more compassion for why healing is such a challenge. And I want those of you who love people who have suffered concussions to appreciate what they are working with. They look the same, but they're not working with the same amount of energy and they require so much more. Plus, it's just a great metaphor, this metaphor of cups. You know I love a metaphor. There'll be plenty more in this episode, I'm sure. I find them almost unavoidable. So when you are going through a life transition, like say a divorce or a breakup, it takes a lot more energy than it might just to have a regular day, right? And if you work a long day, long hours, you worked hard, you come home to floor-to-ceiling boxes because you're moving and you still need to keep going and packing, so it's another night of takeout because the kitchen's in chaos. That takes a lot more energy than it might to simply come home after a long day's work and cook and relax with a movie, right? Just, it's going to take more energy from you. When you're not sure who you are, who you're attracted to, what might happen if you're different from your friends, if you don't feel safe and you're not sure who to talk to about your sexuality and your identity, that takes a lot more energy than it might to just wake up straight and see mostly straight relationships and movies and TV. And everyone already assumes correctly about you. And so you just move on with your day. It doesn't require the same amount of energy. Of course, I can go on and on. You get my point. This episode is important because one day you're going to get through this. If you are listening to this, I know that you're a seeker. I know that you're interested in asking questions and in finding love and in building trust in yourself. I know that you're interested in healing. You're taking this time with me for you. You have hope. You're doing the work, or at the very least, leaning towards doing the work. You want change, and you are more powerful than you might give yourself credit for at times. It might take a while. Breaking patterns is not, you know, it's not something that's going to happen in an instant. It might look like it is, but that's because there was a lot of work that you did leading up to that instant. It's just like the bloom on a flower, right? It doesn't just happen. There's all this stuff that happens before that instant of blooming. Life might be asking a lot of you right now, and it might ask a lot of you for a while. It happens sometimes, and this is true. So I invite you to look ahead, dear listener. Let's just fantasize for a minute for everything that can happen. There is an equal and opposite thing that can also happen. For every horrible thing that a human can do to another person, there is an equally powerful and opposite thing that they could do to another person. The potential is equal on both sides. This is great news for any of you who have had really shitty things happen. Especially if you've had things happen that shocked you, that you didn't see coming. Like a dismissal from work where you thought everything was fine, a betrayal, an accident, these things that seem to come out of nowhere. What if something equal and opposite comes out of nowhere? What if it's just around the corner? What if instead of things lining up perfectly to have you in a random accident that could be felt in your body for years, what if things also lined up perfectly for something random and wonderful to happen that changed the way you experience pleasure in your body from this day forward? What if that happened? What if instead of being blindsided by your partner's infidelity, you were blindsided by someone in your life reaching out to forgive you for something that you deeply regret and you never saw that coming? What if that happened? And what if instead of a long period of difficult exhaustion and pain in your life, you found out that the healing was surprisingly quick, easy, like shockingly simple, done? What if that happened? If it took longer than you thought, what if it takes so much less time than you thought? If you've been going through one of these difficult seasons of life, breaking patterns, getting through it somehow, imagine how much more energy you are going to have when you come through this. Years ago, many, many years ago, I was attempting to learn how to play the guitar. And I had a guitar, but the neck was warped and you had to really give her. It wasn't like it was kind of a reluctant guitar, let's say. And I asked the person who was giving me a lesson what he thought about this. And I, you know, wasn't even sure if I was going to be playing the guitar. I certainly wasn't in the position to be investing in a guitar, but this was the one that I had. And he said that, you know, the good news was if I learned on this reluctant guitar that I would feel amazing once I got a new one. It would be like a breeze if I decided this was something I was going to stick with and I could pick up even just like a basic, simple new guitar that was easier to play. You know, sometimes we don't realize how we are building muscle. You might not feel strong while you are mid-deadlift and everything is burning and you're at the edge of like falling over. In that moment, you might not feel really strong. You might feel exhausted and pushed to the edge, but you will feel strong afterwards. You will feel strong when you lift something for someone else and it's manageable for you. When you see how light things are that used to be heavy for you, you will feel strong then. You'll see it. If you have been going through one of these challenging seasons of life, you are building strength, resilience, not just physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. You are learning and gaining insight and growing compassion. It's getting absorbed. But right now you might be mid-deadlift. You might just feel like everything's burning. Everything's really tight and tired. You might not feel that in this moment, and that is okay. Keep your eye on the energy surge in your future. Imagine it, okay? Sniff at it. Flirt with it. Anticipate it. That moment when everything is going to get easier. Imagine it. Try this on. You have been working so hard. The road has been long. You've given up on the horizon because you're so busy managing your transition and getting through the day. I get it, right? When you can't release that light at the end of the tunnel is like, oh, it's down there somewhere. Anyway, we got a mess to clean up, right? I understand that. But try this on. Imagine with me that there is a day ahead where whatever feels hard right now is gone. You can count on change in life. That's one thing you can count on. There is a day ahead where it's different, where it's over, where it's changed. Your relationship with it and you have changed. Whatever it is that you're struggling with now, there's a day ahead where you just don't see it the same, where you just don't feel it the same, where you look back and you're like, wow, that time that I was struggling, that just feels like so long ago. Who would you be without this? How much time have you been spending on this? I guess it's like a month ago now, I had an amazing 48 hours. I just can't stop talking about this 48-hour period. It was so wonderful. It was the best 48 hours I have had in well over a year. I've been working with this wonderful healing practitioner doing neurofeedback, and she thought that I was ready for a little more challenge. This was good news, right? It's like, oh, I think you're strong enough for more. So, you know, let's see if you can have a challenge. This is great. So she changed my treatment that day, gave me a little more than before. And, you know, as we do with these things, it's very gradual. And it's like, okay, so now monitor, watch what's going on, watch your energy, take notes, and we'll see how it goes. Well, I swung way out. I had this like surge of energy, but it was like, I did not have the capacity to handle it. It was it was wild. I'm just going to say it was wild. It was like, felt almost like being on a drug, and just, there was just lots. It was kind of shaky and there was lots going on. And then after a few days of that, it came down, it kind of like leveled down a bit to this place where it felt like a blissful center. It was just a normal day, you know? What's so funny is that this memory of this 48-hour period, like I remember the feeling of euphoria. I remember, and I still like, I get weepy thinking about it. I feel so grateful for it. But what actually happened on those days was I just had two regular days. Now, regular days under my current pretty controlled circumstances. Like I do a lot every day to manage my energy. I stay close to home. There's a lot of things going on. I'm not, it wasn't normal like my year ago normal. But, you know, it was like, it was just incredible. It was incredible. I woke up, I had energy. I could just do my work. Like it sounds so simple. And it was such a beautiful reminder because it was like, oh, I haven't been able to enjoy these simple things without them being a big deal in a long time. Now, after the 48 hours of this bliss, I crashed hard. So then it was like, wee, and then just like, bam. And the crash lasted a lot longer than the little blissful moment of 48 hours. So, you know, and now we're making adjustments. Anyhow, but the point was that even with the crash, the headaches, all the things that followed, it was like pretty exhausting. I had forgotten what it was like to just function with the energy I needed to have a regular day. Like, I got to taste what it was like to just be alive and pain-free and awake for a period of time, to have a day where I could just contribute and not be distracted by managing my energy with the same kind of diligence that I have been doing. And I gotta say, it was just like, yeah, I'm so grateful for it. It felt like, you know, I'm not much of a camper, but surprise. I had a few stints of camping in my 20s. And if you've ever done any of that, like gone to a music festival where you're not near a shower, not near some like basic comforts, let's say, you know, that first shower after spending a week in the woods with a whole bunch of people sweating in a tent, like that first time where you're like, oh, I could just wash my hair, right? Oh, I have hot running water, or I have like a bed. These like things that you might take for granted. If you have these things, you might be taking them for granted, that how incredibly amazing it is to have these every day. I felt this about those 48 hours. It was just like, wow. And what was so beautiful is that you have this moment of appreciation, like that first shower after like a long trip in the woods. You appreciate it on a whole other level. You might get pleasure and joy from that shower on a whole other level than you were before. And it's a reminder of those things. For me, this 48-hour period was a reminder of what I'm even healing for. This is why it's worth it. I'm like, okay. And the memory of that, I was able to carry with me through the crash. There was a lot of like not so fun symptoms that followed that. So even while my head was pounding and all these other things were going, I still had the memory and I could imagine feeling good. I mean, like, that's what I'm working towards. And even just thinking about it made me feel good. It didn't take the headache away, but it made me feel good. And feeling good is feeling good. So, it's great to have that reminder. I hope that you have tastes of that in your life. You might not, it might be a while. I hope that one is on its way to you soon. And when it comes, cherish it like that shower after camping. Cherish it and remember there's going to be more of these. This is a taste of like, keep going, keep going. This is in your future. I used to, speaking of energy placement, I used to be in relationships that had a lot of things to talk about. Maybe you can relate. There were issues in these relationships. There were problems, challenges, things that we needed to work on and work through and revisit and whatever. And I cherish relationships. I prioritize them. So, you know, if I was giving so much to these big conversations and the issues and the problems and the misunderstandings and why can't you listen to me, late night marathons, I didn't have energy for other things. Other things like my health, like my family, like my creativity, my work, my relationship with people who didn't ask that I work so hard to be with them, and my relationship with myself. At the near end of one of these romantic relationships, I was sitting at a diner. Oh, it was the, what is that one? It's the Lakeview? Is that it? Toronto folks? I believe this is the diner where at the end of the movie Cocktail, Tom Cruise gets on his knees and he's begging Allie to like give him a chance. I think that was the diner. Anyhow, I was in this diner, totally irrelevant, and I was with a friend, and she was rooting for this relationship. This relationship had a lot of problems. She was one of the few people who was still rooting for this relationship in my life, And she spoke a truth to me then that was hard to hear, but it was so important. She said, you know, Danette, like, I want this to work for you. I want you guys to work this out. But at the same time, I know your business just isn't taking off like I know it could. And that was sort of a weird thing to say. And I knew exactly what she meant. I was giving all of my energy into fixing and healing this thing, and there was nothing left to grow my own life and the things that were really important to me. You know, something wasn't growing. That was really hard for me to face because that was a choice that I was making. You know, that was when I began learning that one way to tell that if you're in a great relationship is, how is the rest of your life going? It's not just about how the relationship is going. How's the rest of your life going? Are you energized enough to thrive on the fullness of who you are? Or is all of your energy being funneled into working on the relationship? I feel like that's a whole other topic for another episode, so we'll put a pin in that one. Once I broke free of the patterns that were keeping me in those kinds of relationships, I began to notice how much more energy I had for other things. Life wants to be lived. It wants to expand. It wants to use us, live through us. Energy wants to grow and multiply and take up space. You might not feel it right now, but it is there in you, waiting for that door to open. And then it might come sputtering out, or it might come rushing out. It might come flowing out. This is a hilarious moment when the energy comes back and you are not used to it. Not used to this much joy, this much awakeness. You know, when I had that first swing after the like neurofeedback and I had all this energy, I was just walking around my neighborhood and I knew not to exert myself because I knew the crash would be coming. I knew it was like, okay, there's a lot of energy here and I can't quite hold on to it, but it was comical. Like I could feel it inside of me just like wanting to move, wanting to do stuff. And it was like, wow, I can't dance with this right now. I could just observe it and let it be here. Like for some people, we have that reaction to ease when there's like a lot of, if we're used to having to hustle and work hard and work hard and work hard and have things be hard. Suddenly when it's easy, it's like, whoa, what do I do with myself? What do I do with my hands? What do you do with your hands when you're not having to hold everything together? When you can just relax and your hands can just fall to your side, what do you do then? Dear listener, I invite you to think about self-care right now as though you are preparing for your next evolution. What are you softly training for? You might be in a place where you don't feel like you have time for this. This is where it's like, you know, you're preparing slowly and mindfully for like an epic battle that's a long ways away, but you gotta start now, right? Prepare for the arrival of more energy in your life. Invite yourself to imagine it. It might not look the way you think. It could be just an internal, I say just, it's major, to have an internal shift. Right? There might be some certain things physically that we don't have control over. We have control over how we think, our choice to heal, the direction that we move into. I know you're listening to this because you believe in your potential to do these things. So there's different areas of energy that you can be tending to, right? Physical energy. Take care of your body. Yes, even if right now all that's available to you in this is rolling softly in the morning and doing a little cat stretch in bed. I am not asking you to like get a new like CrossFit routine. Like that might not be available for you. Something is. What is available for you? What is the easy little tending action through this time that you can do? What if you imagine your body is a wave? You did the tiniest little roll of the shoulder. Are you doing it now? I'm totally doing it. It's really hard to talk about stretching and rolling and purring around and sit still. I am not sitting still. Physical. Take care of your body. Drink water. Get some sleep. Lay down. Roll like a wave. Tiny things repeated over time make a huge impact. The next area that you can tend to your energy is mental. Take care of your mind. So right now, you might not have the time to start the business you want to start. You might not be in a situation where you can take action on certain things, but you can read books now that will come handy later. You can inspire yourself with stories about post-traumatic growth. You can fill your thoughts with ideas about the equal and opposite seasons of relief that lay ahead in your future. Take care of your mind. Next is emotional. Take care of your heart. This is where you practice self-compassion and patience. Yes, even more than you were already. Am I the only one? It's like, I thought I was being self-compassionate. I got to do more. Yes, obviously. If you're talking to yourself like that, yeah, honey, you got to just take it down a notch. So this is sometimes funny and painful. And it's like, oh my God, another bleeping message from the universe and life lesson. Like, I am full compassion. Compassion. You can't have too much of this. More patience. More than already. Is there something that you need to get angry about finally? What do you need to forgive yourself for? You can do this work right now in tiny little moments. Let yourself feel things. Have compassion for yourself. Take care of your heart by accepting exactly where it is right now. Spiritual energy, finally. So take care of your soul. And this is personal. This will look different for everyone. Find the beauty in where you are. Take deep breaths. Practice trust. Let trust become faith. Toy with that word a little bit. If you're cultivating trust in your life, what do you have faith in? Listen to your intuition. Ask what you can let go of next. Listen to spiritual teachers. Revisit spiritual texts or visit them for the first time. Even if you're someone who just never really identified as a spiritual person, well, what if you dabbled a little bit here? Take care of your body, your mind, your heart, and your soul. Tend to them in the tiniest of ways. Every act of nurturing that you give them now is an investment for when that energy comes rushing back and these things that you're managing right now, that you're processing right now, when they don't need you to be so hands-on anymore. This season will come to an end. It will transition. And you will need all of this energy to facilitate that recovery. One last note about, it's also a concussion tip, but I think it applies to everyone. So I made this, I was doing some drawing at some point along the way of like lessons that I'm learning and notes to self. And I wrote these things that I was like, okay, if I'm on this path to healing, this is what I need to do. I need to simplify. And I made a short list of things that were going to support that healing path. And those things were deep focused work, deep focused rest, easy supportive love, make art, repeat. And when I looked at this, I also added jigsaw puzzles, because at the time I was going through a jigsaw puzzle phase. And I looked at that and I'm like, well, isn't that interesting that the path of healing sounds an awful lot like how I just want to live my life. This is how I've been wanting to live my life for so long, getting rid of all those extra things that are in the way of deep focused work, deep focused rest, easy supportive love, and making art. That's how I wanted to live. So there's this opportunity to actually put this into practice. Does any of this resonate with you right now in your life? What is it about the path of healing and getting through this that was actually something that you wanted? You know, at times where you might feel lost, confused, overwhelmed, I find it a wonderful time to have a tarot card reading. It could be really great to look outside of yourself for a second, play with some abstract imagery. It's great to journal from that place too, if you just like want some guidance, some theme, something to be curious about. And I have great news because my friend Allison Tarr at techcoven.com does beautiful tarot readings for you. You can have a single card reading. You can have a three card reading. There are other longer options available. And this episode of The Soft Shoulder and every episode is brought to you by techcoven.com, which I am very grateful for. Thank you to Allison. Please treat yourself and have a visit there and use one of those tarot card readings. She'll give you great insights in the reading that you can then take a little deeper and get creative with on your own. Dear listener, you are someone worth loving. It all starts with you. Thank you so much for being here. If you have been listening to The Soft Shoulder and loving The Soft Shoulder, and you want to give back or to help other people find it with a little more ease, I would absolutely be thrilled if you went over to iTunes and gave me a review. You can type out a review. You can just tap on the star that you feel like it represents. And all of that really helps other people find it. I am grateful for all the feedback that you've sent me along the way. I love knowing where you listen and how you listen. And I'm just so appreciative to know that you're inviting me into your precious time, into your life, into your relationship with you. So thank you so much. Take care of you. Take care of your energy. We'll talk to you soon.